I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson with the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild. Every so often, we get a listener question here at Something Wild.
This is Glenn Koppelman calling from Kingston, New Hampshire, and my question is about bluebirds. During the warmer months, pairs of bluebirds nest and raise their young here at my property. So my question is, are the winter bluebirds related to each other or to the ones that were here in the spring and the summer? Or are they an unrelated gathering of friends just hanging around for the season?
One of the coolest things I've learned about bluebirds is that a winter flock is often a family group. Adults and several broods of young from the summer cooperating to survive the colder winter months together.
Bluebirds are truly endearing and charismatic. In spring's warming sunshine, their whispering vocalizations sound to me like... yes, that old cliche about the bluebird of happiness.
The male eastern bluebird has a vivid sky blue head, back, and tail, with rusty orange brown on its throat and breast. The female is more grayish, with subtle blue wings and tail.
Bluebirds are a familiar harbinger of spring, and they're also a conservation success story.
Once it was feared that the eastern bluebird was on its way to extinction. By the 1970s, there were maybe 8,000 left in the U.S., but now the population is closer to 2 million. Both their decline and their rebound has had a lot to do with people's actions.
Yeah, the decline was due in a large part to the loss of open fields and natural tree cavities.
And to very aggressive competition from starlings and house sparrows, both species we introduced to North America long ago.
Humans clearing brush along fences and replacing wooden fence posts with metal ones didn't help either, says the tree guy.
Don't forget the use of toxins like DDT. Bluebirds were exposed as they fed on insects.
Once all these problems were recognized, people got organized.
Groups like the North American Bluebird Society started placing nest boxes in open fields, giving the bluebirds more places to nest, and their population skyrocketed.
What drove their numbers down was the loss of nesting habitat. And by building the boxes and maintaining them to be for the intended species, that's where the success is coming from.
That's Logan Young. He and another volunteer, Bob Crewson, coordinate a bluebird nesting program at New Hampshire Audubon's Massabesic Center in Auburn. Roughly 100 nest boxes are scattered around fields at the Massabesic Center. It's truly a community science project. Local volunteers monitor boxes and collect data on the number of eggs laid, the number of chicks hatched, and they maintain boxes to reduce pests and predators.
So getting back to the listener's question, bluebirds often nest up to 3 times a season, and each clutch may number up to 4 or 5 eggs.
Towards the end of the summer, you can see the juveniles that are obviously a little older feeding the ones that are brand new and look a little disheveled because they've just left the nest, but bringing bugs over for them or bringing them to the parents to keep everything moving along.
Are the winter bluebirds the same families we see breeding in the summer? Probably, but we really can't say for sure. Likely there's a mix of both locals and new arrivals, which, of course, is how natural selection works.
But one thing is for certain. More boxes equals more bluebirds.
The up-close experiences of opening a box, seeing the birds or the eggs inside is immediately rewarding you. You know that what you're doing is making a difference somehow.
Lots of places offer tips on building and installing bluebird nest boxes, including the North American Bluebird Society and Birds and Blooms magazine. Check our Something Wild webpage for more details and for photos of local bluebirds. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a partnership of New Hampshire Audubon, the Forest Society, and NHPR, and is produced by the team at Outside In.